News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. August the 27th, Tuesday morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line is 0530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Bad Bob, say good morning.
Good morning.
And, well, you know, it's kind of follow-up. Bad Bob has, I gave Bad Bob homework to do, and he's going to help us later on this morning about talking about fires.
But, oh, great.
But, sweetie,
it's been
how are
horrible.
You? Linda Bott.
Wonderful.
The incredibly
good morning.
Fabulous.
Well, good morning.
Beautiful Linda
Bott. Well,
Bott.
It's so nice, you know, when, yeah.
How can you look this good this early in the morning? I mean, look at Bob and I.
but
you look great. We're going to have to bring back the videos here.
Oh, so. I just think it's time for you to get your glasses. No, thank you. Okay, it's 63 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good morning. We're going to have a fabulous day, sunny and 91. But I've been loving this weather. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. I think it's September, speaking of great weather, is that we're going to try to find, if we can get our little gourmet group, Carl, we're going to try to get a kayak group together and do the moonlight kayak trips. Now, Bob, you've been out there before on the moonlight kayak trips at Whiskeytown.
Several times, yes.
Okay, well, we've never done it. That's on the bucket list. And we're just encouraging you with the rest of this 2013 to fulfill your, as much as you can, your bucket list. Just do it. I think it feels good after you've checked something off. So anyway, going back to the weather, we've got some fantastic days ahead of us. Clear skies. We're not getting into the triple digits. Thursday's 91 as well. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 out there for reservations. Operations are going on out there as usual with, pizza and, of course the great dinners and the, you know, lunches and brunches out there with John Stadelli. They're having the winemakers dinner on October 4th out there. And it was just an astonishingly great dinner last time they had it. But as we do on this time every morning, Monday through Friday, we go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
We're fine. You know, how are you, Susan?
I'm good.
Great. We just took a sip of coffee, so when you said that, I went. Hi, Susan.
How long have you been up, Susan?
Story.
Okay, good.
Because I sound a little bit funny. I got, I play first base, and I got hit in the mouth with a speeding ball from short.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to have a couple of implants in a little bit.
Oh.
I mean, they busted your teeth out?
What?
Did they bust your teeth out?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
you
Susan.
Must play some. You
I'm
play.
Retired because I've been playing for 25 years.
That's hardcore when the ball's coming at you that hard to hit your face like that. That's like, you know, that's some hard ball.
It was bad lighting. It was 9 o'clock at night, just where it was starting to get dark. It wasn't all the way dark, so.
Well, you've got some good war stories to tell later
right.
on.
I'm still alive.
Your cocktail
anyway.
Conversation. Well, I remember this one time.
So if I sound funny, that's why. Okay.
No, you know what?
Anyway.
I thought it was just us in the morning, but no.
No, it's okay. So let's get back to the market.
Oh, okay.
Under pressure this morning, a second day as tensions increase in Syria. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 88 points at 14,858. The S&P 500 is off 11 points at 1645, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 36 points at 3620. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, JCPenney, down 14 cents at 1321. Bank of America, off 12 cents, trading at 1437. General Electric, down 32 cents at 2329. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo, down 92 cents at 7877. Pacific Gas and Electric, off 28 cents, trading at 41.19. AT&T down 21 cents at 33.61. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.75%. For commodities, gold is positive $26 an ounce at 1,419. Silver up 60 cents at 24. Crude oil up $2.90, trading at $108 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. You know what? You know, maybe you can stop playing, but you can start coaching again there, Susan.
I'm
going to
be a fan.
Yeah. Who do you want to invest with?
Sit up in the stands with us and have a beer and eat a hot dog,
yeah,
okay?
Right. Who do you want to invest with?
Yeah, you
totally.
You want a warrior. That's what we got out there.
A warrior princess right there.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hey, when we come back from the break, I think a lot of people are going to want to talk about the Syria situation.
We do, but there's one thing we need to do first.
Okay.
We have to yell a shout out.
Happy
birthday.
I just got through writing it on Facebook.
Happy birthday to our daughter, Jennifer, who today is 29. Well, okay, maybe not 29, but she was born this day, 39 years ago at Camp Pendleton, California. I was a Marine there. And my granddaughter, Ashlyn, was born 11 years ago Friday at Camp Pendleton. Different hospital, same base.
Well, I have to share with you. I really don't like the word step, but you know, I'm her stepmother. I don't know what the name is, but I received this wonderful gift of a beautiful daughter when I married Carl, and a wonderful son-in-law. And I mean, I don't want to gush, but I mean, truly, it's like they're such a treat. And Jennifer, you know, as we all do, has trials and tribulations through her life. And she has just been, again, another warrior who is strong, is a good mom, who's moral, who is getting her RN degree.
Finishing up her RN.
Working with the vets. She's got her husband. Vince is a former Marine. You know, of course, the legacy of the father with being a Marine. And she's just, one of these people that just, you know, goes out and does good for others. And I can't have asked to have brought forth a better person in this world. That's what you hope that your children will turn out like.
I'm very proud of her that, and Vince. Vince is a U.S. Marshal down in New Mexico, which is not a real easy job. That they've been successful in their family, raising their family. They're not, you know, entrepreneurs, but, you know, he's a U.S. Marshal, and she's going to be a nurse here in like about a month. She's finished up. But we're very proud of him, and I'm very proud of my daughter, and I love her very much. So we'll be sending this to her if she's not listening already. Anyway, happy birthday, hon. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bob.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream, delivered on August 28, 1963. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a desert state sweltering with the heat of injustice and oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I am Wendyam Nana from Minere African Hair Braiding.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. 7:16 in the morning. 63 degrees, August the 27th. What a great day it's going to be today. Sweetheart, who is helping us out?
Definitely one of our main sponsors that we love. Jeff from Red and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. He guarantees jobs that others don't. In fact, you know, you've got a couple chips in your, we're going to get it down there. I don't know how recently those happened in your Ford 150, but it'll go from small chips up to 24 inches. You go in and take your automobile and figure out how, if you need, you know, whatever needs to be done, this guy's going to be honest and straight up forward with you. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Reading. And I know you've got a lot of stuff to cover, but before that, I got to do a feel good here. Actually, what it was, relatives of an Ohio couple who died at a nursing home 11 hours apart on the same day said their love story's ending reflects a devotion of over 65 years of marriage.
They died a couple years, what, an hour apart? Just like a movie?
11 hours.
11 hours.
Married 65 years. Couldn't be without each other. Kind of like The Notebook. Remember The Notebook? They, at the ending. So I just think that's that unrequited love.
Does that mean if you're feeling like really bad that there's a chance that you're going to come over like put a pillow over my face?
No, I just think that's a wonderful story about, you know,
and the other one was a, but you know what? This is not unusual for elderly couples who have lived together for so long to die.
Swan songs. Yeah, it's called the swan song.
Oh.
When a swan mate dies, the other one passes very quickly, gives up on living.
Is that what, oh, well, bad Bob. But I've read about this before.
Swan song
people within, you know, hours or days that have been together for, you know, for decades will pass away.
Yeah. Just why I go on living. This is my love of my life. Anyway, swan song is something that I know you got something on your lips there, so let's just get going on that one.
Well, I've been talking about it for a couple of days, and I just needed to get it out here. Is that the UPS? You know, we're talking about Obamacare, how you can keep your health care, right, and how it's not going to have an impact, and how it's really good for people. Well, start talking to people that work for UPS because they're stopping health care for spouses. Because of the exorbitant cost it's going to bring to them. If spouses have health care, they are being taken off the plans for the regular employees of UPS. But it's not just UPS. Also, the University of Virginia is dropping spouses from theirs because of the millions of dollars more it's going to cost them under the Obamacare Act. And there's another, I think it's Occidental. I'm not sure. It's a Catholic university that's stopping all health care, for their students. They cannot afford, not it's that they can't afford it, it's the fact is what they have to do. And all the, and the hoops they have to jump through, contraception and all this, plus the cost of this. You're going to see more and more and more of this. I remember that a lot of universities and colleges would offer health insurance for their students, to help, you know, for, when they were living there and the, when they're in, going to school. But I think you're going to see that stop. And then you're going to start seeing a lot more companies stop offering up health care to the spouses. Nothing says they have to offer health care to spouses. You know, now they have to, you know, that if they're on a plan, they think kids can stay on it till they're 26, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, we need to get back on time here and take a break. But when I come back, we want to talk about, one, the big fire. We want to talk about Syria. We want to talk about revenge porn. And, of course, twerking. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bond.
Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Good morning, 7:24 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, of course, Special Joe's. With great coffee, that's the place if you want to buy gourmet coffee or just regular coffee at great prices there. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in town. They'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and that humidor is as good as any in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our town and our area up here. Tobacco and Brew. All right.
Let's go to the phones. And, Terry, what's on your mind this morning? You're live and on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Linda? Hey, Carl. Last night we had Mark Bayard at the Reading Tea Party, and he was speaking on the state of Jefferson. He was the vice president of Siskiyou Water User Association. He's the president of Protect Our Water. He's a part-time deputy. In fact, he came from helping Sheriff Lopey yesterday to speak for us. I mean, a man who owns a ranch, a man of high integrity. I was wondering where the Record Searchlight was. You know, we've seen two articles about the state of Jefferson. Mark is extremely articulate. We had Bill Chappelle there, County Supervisor Gary Cadd from City Council. And both those gentlemen were very impressed by the answers that they got. Like, you know, what would happen with our roads? What happens to people who are on government assistance? All these questions were really answered last night. And I'm wondering, where's the press? I mean, you know, this thing on UPS. UPS is a large employer in this entire North State. Where's the press? They seem to be missing in action and make assumptions and do editorials without even getting any facts. And, you know, Carl, you're always talking about the other side of the story. Well, where's the press on the other side of the story? Where, you know, most of the articles they've written on these editorials have all been slanted toward what the hell are these people thinking about the state of Jefferson?
No, no, they don't. Well, it's obvious they don't believe in it. I mean, they don't believe that. They think that it's a waste of time and effort for people to think about the state dividing itself.
Well, that's ignorance in itself because, first of all, there's no time and effort except for Sistine County to see if that declaration works. If the declaration is approved on the 3rd and everything works, then you have something to talk about. Mark said that. But the issue of the idea and the different questions that come up about, well, what do we do about this? What about federal funding? All those questions that come up were answered last night. And like I said, we had a supervisor and a city council member that were very impressed. My question is, where's the press?
Well,
I mean, that's a good point. That's a
no, no. You're right, and that's a good question. So what we'll do is we'll get Mark on the show. And would you say you said his name is Mark, right?
Mark Bayard.
Mark Bayard. And I think Mark has been on our show before, come to think of it. But it might be time to have Mark on the show and say, okay, let's answer these questions. What happens to people that are on government assistance? Well, yep. You know, when people say, well, we're poor and then it'll just be worse. Well, I think they're mixing apples with oranges then. I mean, in reality, if you started a new state, you'd have new laws, if I believe I'm correct.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then you can change it. Now you can change you can change fees. You can change a lot of things like that. Now, this right now is a work in progress, but there's nothing wrong with hearing how people would plan and how you would answer a lot of these questions.
Well, the point is that September 3rd, we'll get an answer there. And also, Doug LaMalfa is going to be having a town hall, and it should be next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. There's just no location yet. You know, I want to encourage people to go to that, to ask Doug questions. There's some big things coming up. Are we going to raise the debt ceiling again? You know, what about defunding the Obama health care bill?
What about all the congressmen and their staffs and the senators getting a special ride on Obamacare?
Well, he already answered that. They're not going to do it. I mean,
he said that
the Congress doesn't get Social Security. Yeah, they do. Started in 1984. So there's a lot of misnomers about some of the things going on. And again, you know, where's the press? Because we're, you know, it really, there's things people say and then there's fact. And again, I think that probably, just the, part of it is the press being out of touch. They really aren't being involved in everything, and maybe it's a short staff, whatever the case may be. But again, you know, if there's two sides to every story, it'd be nice.
Maybe we need to have our own investigative reporter right here.
I keep KC hearing that. That'd be a great idea if somebody would do that, because really and truly, somebody should. We've got this stuff going on with the Board of Supervisors.
A lot of things going on.
A lot of
things. Hey, we got to run, Terry. Terry, got to run. Got to run.
Thanks, Terry. Sorry about our time running out.
We're getting ready to run out here in just a minute, but thanks for the phone call. And we do need to get Mark Baird on here so that we can talk about that.
And I love Terry's passion. People that put on that Monday night meeting is fabulous.
You know, the problem is, and that's, you know, and what we're trying to do is there's another side to things. And if the paper, paper can try.
Our news source.
The quote largest news source around here. I mean, I don't know how large it is now, but it's the quote the largest news source. And your editorials, when they're saying, oh, this is ridiculous, you know, it's not listening to the people that, you know, that when you figure about, does the paper represent the majority of the thought here in town? They don't have to, which is maybe that's good, because there's been times that papers have taken a stand against things that are wrong. So, but as long as they're considered to be fair, I think that's the big thing. Considered to be fair in their reporting and hitting both sides. I think, you know what? Get both sides disliking you. And then you know maybe you're doing a good job. So we got to take a break. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is warning Congress that the government will run out of money to pay its bills by mid-October unless it raises the debt ceiling. Lew said in a letter to congressional leaders that the government was running out of accounting maneuvers to avoid hitting the $16.7 trillion borrowing limit. Meanwhile, U.S. single-family home prices rose in June, according to the latest Case-Shiller report. Prices for the 20-city index were up 2.2% from May on a non-seasonally adjusted basis. Economists were expecting prices to rise 2.3%. And Texas has four of the top five U.S. cities for small business, according to personal finance website NerdWallet. Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas took the top three spots. Baltimore, Maryland was fourth, and Houston came in fifth. The list ranked the 20 biggest U.S. cities on growth rates, local taxes, and regulations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning, August the 27th. 63 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 91. What a great day I think it's going to be. It's not as hot. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned, family operated. All this with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. All right. You know what? Okay, let's talk about, let me go down my little list of things here. Let's start with Syria. This is starting to play in my mind here, because now all of a sudden you're starting to hear words like, oh, in 3 days. I mean, oh, the Syrians use chemical war, chemical weapons. Well, did they? Did they? According to Kerry, there is no doubt in my military mind that, they used chemical weapons. Now, but who used them? Was it the Assad's regime, or was it rebels trying to get the rest of the world into this so they can take Assad down, since they obviously can't do it on their own sides. But talking about what, you know, is Obama going to take military action against Syria? What do you think about that? We've just been in a war, or we're still in a war that's been going on since 2001, and I'm not sure what the end results in Afghanistan that we want. We're at the point where we're gutting the military, you know, cutting all this backward sequestration, of course. You know, weapons are not being procured. The maintenance is not being done. We're literally forcing Marine soldiers, sailors, and airmen out of the service when they used to be able to stay in. If they had been selected for major, they were able to stay in for their 20. I mean, they'd already given 15 or 16 years of their life to this country and being able to stay another 3 or 4. But no, those are being forced out. And now we're talking about air raids. That's just one of the options on the table.
Okay. So, before we went to the break, we were talking about certain things that we just decided, you know what, there's other things that we need to talk about. And, you know, things like, pop artists doing, unsavory acts on television, where we can walk by and see it, is definitely an assault on our youth. We recognize that. But according to the headlines, they're saying that the U.S. and United Kingdom military aircraft and ships have moved closer to Syrian shores. They are loaded with missiles in Cyprus. And, you know, I think we need to take a close, you know, keep a close look on what's happening here. This special headline that just came out is, Syria challenged the Obama administration to prove its claim that its military forces used chemical weapons in an attack that killed hundreds of civilians as the United States and all its allies prepared for what could be a military assault on the country.
Well, you know, and the thing is there absolutely all the proof that you need for this? But here's the poll. 91% of the American people do not believe that we should get involved militarily there. We have drained our best and brightest here. Oh, well, we can shoot cruise missiles. Cruise missiles is not going to do it. You know, you're talking about airstrikes and airstrikes and airstrikes again and again. You know, how much more? You know, the Obama administration did such a great job in Libya. And another great job in Egypt. And if you can just look at the headlines, hundreds are being killed, Muslim Brotherhood taking over, not our buddies. You know, they're bringing back Mubarak. You've got Libya that kills our ambassador, people in there, you know, because they have no control over what's going on there, that your ambassador gets set up and killed in Libya. Remember Benghazi? Oh, I guess Obama doesn't, but we do. And now, oh, let's just jump into Syria. The Middle East is coming apart, and a large part of it is our foreign policy aimed at the Middle East. What foreign policy, you may ask? I'm sure as hell don't know. And on top of that, Al Gore, the former vice president of the United States, sells his failing, absolutely abysmal rated cable channel to the government of Qatar, an oil rich country over there, which, by the way, you might want to see what kind of manufacturing or types of things they build over there, because they don't. They don't need to because they have the oil. They bought that channel for $55 million, which he refused to sell to Glenn Beck for more. And Al Jazeera America is on that channel. Al Jazeera America. The government of Qatar is telling the Americans what we should be thinking and what kind of coverage we're getting from a Middle Eastern government. Al Jazeera America. I refuse to watch it. I read the reviews on it. I refuse to watch it. They focus on a prison that has problems in Louisiana and yet ignore the fact they're rebuilding the prison and all the positive things about it. Do we need this? Do we need the country of Qatar telling us what's wrong with our country? Oh, hey. Oh no, fair and balanced. Yeah, well, we've heard that before everywhere. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Bottom line is 90% of the people in the United States are against action in Syria. Our foreign policy is a failure in the Middle East. What's the next step for this administration? What other trouble are they going to get us into? Step back from the war, Mr. Obama. Step back from the war. And then we'll wipe the smile right from our face. Do you remember when we used to dance?
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, keep up the blood pressure.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear ya.
Do
I feel you.
Do you care?
7:44 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. It's currently 65 degrees in Redding. How are you this morning? We're going to have sunny temperature, sunny, beautiful day, 91. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Tomorrow, looks like our highs will be 91, 64 in the evening. So we have a little copycat going on with each day.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Hey, you know what? Our friends down there at Redding Crown Motors, I can't say enough about them. You know what? I drive a Ford F-150, and I am so proud of that. And I am. You know, I drive my red truck around town. People like me.
I always had Chevys. Now we have a Ford, and I like it.
And, you know, Redding Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down there. They're going to give you a great deal. Neighbors making great deals for you. 223-2177 is the phone number. Head on down there and see. They've got something for everybody down there. All right. Yeah, it's okay. The chat room's big today. And one of them says, great time for a break, Carl. Breathe, buddy. Get your blood pressure under control. Okay. Now we go to revenge porn.
Yeah, these are, you know, very topical things. First of all, this is also something that's very slanderous, can be slanderous and hurt your, hurt one's reputation.
There is a bill in the California Assembly that wants to outlaw the idea of revenge porn. Now, what's revenge porn? That's when a man or a woman, or a man and his favorite goat, I guess, have a relationship. There are photos taken consensually. Photos are taken. And then they break up, and one of the partners just is upset, and then post the porn to a website, and they can do that. There's nothing illegal about that. Is that right, Bad Bob?
Laws vary from state to state about use of since there is no modeling contract.
There's no modeling contract, but they have not. But they were taken consensually. Now, Linda,
SB 255 states that. Perpetrators who post unidentifiable nude pictures of someone else online without their permission with the intent of causing serious emotional distress or humiliation could be charged with a misdemeanor. They could face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for a first offense with a year in jail and $2,000 fine for repeat violations.
Okay, so revenge porn. So your girlfriend breaks up with you. You happen to have taken a few pictures of you all together. And then now you post it and, you know, a year later or 2 years later. And then now she's got wherever she's at work, she could be anything from teaching school. I hope it does too, because there's such a thing as having some kind of privacy. You may have, you know, you trust somebody.
Don't do it.
And then, well, that's the first thing.
Don't take pictures.
Don't take pictures.
Don't take pictures on your cell phone. Or any other way and send them ever, ever, ever. It will come back
now,
to haunt you.
As we were told by a very good friend who says, you think you know what your kids are doing? Go in the room at 11:30 at night when they're asleep, pick up their phone, and start going through their photos.
Yeah.
Then.
And they're texting.
And they're texting. And as the one woman says, oh, I know everything my child's doing. But she went in that night, came back, utterly shocked. So, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got a way of sending text and pictures. Okay.
Much more serious.
Revenge porn. Okay, let's go on.
Well, you know what makes me think about this, Carl? It conjures up thoughts about we have recently had, you know, in the news yesterday and the day before, we know people who have had break-ins and have had scrapples with just criminals. And you think about the fact that these criminals have been arrested. Well, what we're seeing, you know, is that the jails are full. So truly, are they, how long are they in there? I'd love to follow the story. So are they out on the next day of the next day to create more robberies and crimes
and
harmful situations to people and cause people, in this case, you know, stolen cars and ripped up cars and stolen property and the list goes on. People we know.
The Ted Leidy was involved in this yesterday. Ted Leidy's a good friend, and he and I teach advanced pistol
classes.
Concealed carry. But Ted was telling me the story. We ought to have him on, but we'll have Ted, you know, come on later. But they watched this woman come. I mean, across
Trifecta.
The street, breaking into through the fence and breaking into a house. They went over, and long story short is that, I mean, it led with, you know, led into fisticuffs, and here comes the police, and she's reaching into her, from what I understand, into a backpack, and has a razor, and all types of things happened. The police came, took control of the situation, and put, you know, and took her under arrest. But she was released because she was waiting something else from another arrest. And then another instance where somebody was stealing a car. The guy caught the guy stealing the car. They got the names. They have their photos and everything and turned it into the highway patrol. That's been 3 days ago. And nothing. They've got photos, forged checks, everything. And the guy's still out there walking around.
So this guy
there's
stole the car.
In fact, there's three of them involved in this
one.
Okay,
so they stole the car.
In a separate case.
They tried to sell the car. They fudged the documents so that somebody would think that they really owned the car. They got the check for the car. And then ran out of gas. I mean, it's just a story what?
It's a story of the gang.
Stupid criminals.
They are stupid. And it was all back to drugs again. They were all back to drugs again, meth. Anyway, so let's take a quick break, because when we come back, I've got some other things here I want to talk about. Bill to end lead bullets is in the great house down in Sacramento, wanting to really put those final nails into your hunting and shooting if they ban the lead. And the other thing is we want to talk about the ACTs and what they've shown in America. This, you know, the ACTs are test in testing our students in reading, science, English, and math. How many people are ready? How many people pass it? How many of our students really are ready to go off to college? And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Football is better on the river. Escape your Mondays and start your week out right with Monday Night Football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Inside Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raider tickets, football prizes, or a spin for $100 or nothing, plus $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you are here, try your luck at the Swipe to Win for your chance to win a table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Now even better. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Up for some meal deals and drink specials? Grub on our tailgate buffet. All you can eat, only $5 plus half off overtime appetizers until the end of halftime. Excludes alcohol. Extended happy hour until the end of the game. Only at Wind River Resort and Casino can you fit all of this hard-hitting action into one package. Football is better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino. Also offering Sunday games. For more information, log on to windriver.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service and quality you can count on. I can't say enough about them. They are our heating and air professionals of choice. Give them a call at 530-221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people are just outstanding.
Hey, Thursday night on The Spot with Linda Bott. Mark that on your calendar. It's going to be a really fun, interesting show. I'm going to find out about the folks who are involved with the Shasta Library Foundation. Now, on September 7th at 6 p.m., there's a Taste of Thailand. You may have heard some of the commercials. It's a major fundraiser for the Shasta Library Foundation. And it really provides the money that they make that night, provides really important resources to the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. So we're going to be hearing more about that on Thursday evening, and we're really excited to be part of this event because you know how important it is, the written word. We had a wonderful author on yesterday who has a local Reading, Kimberly Carlson, and talked about her book and talked about the importance of literature in her life and how it really changed. And here's a mother who decided to really get into writing, and it's wonderful, the fascination of what happens when you read.
You're right. And speaking of reading, the ACT, which tests students before to see how if they're ready to go off to college, they issued the results of this, and it appears that it doesn't look good, my friends. 31% of all high school students who took this test, 31% can't pass any of it. These four areas are math, reading, science, and English. 31% of all high school students cannot pass any of those. 25% passed all of it. 69% passed at least one. And the way you figure it out is, okay, none of them, 31% can't pass any of it. 69% passed at least one portion of it. 25% passed all of them. Black high school graduates only, had 5% that passed all four of them. So, I mean, when you take a look at that, you've got to ask yourself is what's being taught in the schools that 31%, almost a third of our high school students can't pass any.
I think this is the importance, Carl. If you look at when you're growing a plant, if you are growing, helping a human being to grow, if you read to children as they grow, I don't care what your economic status is, I think it starts to instill in them, words, structure of sentences, pictures in your mind. Now, I'm curious as we're talking about this, people who like Kindles, they love their Kindle. Do you feel that for those people who like to read a lot online, do you feel that there's something that's missing from the feeling of touching a paper and a book where you can open it up and have this physical smell and sense of a book?
I have a very extensive paper library I've lugged around, but for convenience and when I'm on the road and stuff like that and to buy something that I really want to find in a hurry, I'll use my Kindle. And it's a very usable device. So I use both worlds.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to do a big shout out. Staff Sergeant Ty Carter yesterday was awarded the Medal of Honor in a ceremony at the White House attended by his family and many other Medal of Honor recipients. Staff Sergeant Carter won it for gallantry, extraordinary gallantry in action in Afghanistan, not only in close combat but also in rescuing several members of his team that were there. Sometimes we forget with this, no coverage of the war anywhere or anybody even talking about it, rarely talking about it, that there is still war going on. And this is an example of it. Staff Sergeant Ty Carter, Medal of Honor recipient. We thank you so much for your service for our country, Staff Sergeant. When we come back after the news and the breaks, we'll have Mark Story with us from Haven U, Maine. We got a lot of stuff going there too. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is a U.S. attack on Syria imminent?
If the order comes, you're ready to go. Like that.
We are ready to go like that.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel telling BBC our military could act immediately in a coordinated effort with our allies. NATO holds a meeting tomorrow. Hagel says it's pretty clear chemical weapons were used in an attack that killed hundreds. The Arab League agrees, but Syria still denies it. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
The Arab League is holding the Syrian government responsible for the attack last week and say they must be brought to justice. Syria's foreign minister says the U.S. is lying and needs to show them the evidence. He also says a U.S. strike will help rebel groups America doesn't want to work with.
It will satisfy, without doubt, the military effort made by al-Nusra Front, which is linked to al-Qaeda in Syria.
The government is warning they can defend themselves. Dave?
Emily, a giant wildfire charring California keeps growing near Yosemite National Park. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is not far from the flames, live in Tuolumne, California.
Dave, there were higher humidity levels overnight, but still quite a bit of fire growth. The incident commander, Steve Loshy, told crews at a briefing that he's concerned about communities on the west side of this fire.
We got to let them know that when we do this, we may be sheltering in place along here in places. I'm very, very confident with the plan. We got a good dozer line up through here. We got light flashing fuel. We're going to keep it out of there, but it's going to get a little hairy.
180,000 acres have burned now. 31 homes and 80 outbuildings have been destroyed, Dave.
Jessica, we're still fairly optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence held steady this month near the same levels as July and June when it hit a 5.5-year high. On Wall Street, though, the Dow is down 90 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's going to be 100 in Omaha, 103 in Des Moines. A late summer heat wave keeps searing the Midwest. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
The temperature soars, the humidity makes it feel well over 100, and you're stuck in a Woodward, Iowa classroom without air conditioning.
It was kind of hard to concentrate, but we did have a lot of fans, and you were able to like turn the fan at you if you got super hot, and we had strategies to concentrating and stuff.
The hot weather means early release from some schools in Nebraska, Iowa, the Dakotas, and here in Illinois. In the Minneapolis area, after school activities and sports are being called off for a second day. Relief is expected later this week. Dave?
Jennifer, the debt ceiling debate is back. Lawmakers are being warned they have until mid-October to raise it.
Not doing so would prevent the U.S. government from paying its bills and cause irreparable harm to the economy. That's what Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says in a letter to congressional leaders. The Obama administration says it refuses to negotiate over raising the debt limit. Republicans have generally asked for spending cuts.
That's Fox Business Network's Rich Edson. Vermont's only nuclear power plant is going to close next year. Entergy will shut it down after a four-year legal battle with the state over a permit extension. Do you look good? Because you sleep well?
Getting enough beauty sleep isn't just an old wives' tale. A team at University Hospital in Cleveland studied the link between sleep habits and skin aging. They found those who spent all night tossing and turning were more likely to have wrinkles, uneven skin tone, and reduced elasticity. Researchers say without sleep, the body has more difficulty repairing damaged skin cells. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
Sarah Murnahan is home. She's the 11-year-old Pennsylvania girl whose parents fought to get her on the adult lung transplant list. Her release from a hospital today came after she got two sets of lungs. The first transplant failed. She suffers from cystic fibrosis and remains on a ventilator even at home. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBod, good morning. August the 27th, the birthday of my daughter, 39
yes.
years ago today.
That's you were right. there when she was born.
I was born. I was there when she was born. I was there when my granddaughter
and
was born.
And you were born when she was born.
I was there when I was born.
You were part of you just was like, my God, I have a kid that just
it was.
Rocks your world, changed
little
the
red,
world.
Little red-haired
Jennifer.
Wildling there. Yes. Hey, it's 8:05 Freckles, in the morning.
She's a doll.
And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. A lot of people in the chat room. Head on out to KCNR1460.com. I tell you what, let's start off with Wells Fargo. Susan Eastman.
Good morning.
How are Susan. We feeling now, Susan?
Every hour is better. Tell you what. Anyway, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Stocks continue to slide over increased possibility of military action in Syria. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 91 points at 14,855. The S&P 500 is down 18 points at 1638. And the Nasdaq Composite is off 41 points at 3,616. Active stocks on the Nasdaq, Tesla Motors down 22 cents, trading at 164.10. Yahoo down 51 cents at 27.19. Apple down $4.13 at 498.84. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares down 32 cents at $21.07. North Valley Bank off 9 cents at $18.09. Bank of Commerce down 4 cents at $5.33. For commodities, gold is up $26 an ounce at $1,419. Silver positive 52 cents at $24. Crude oil up $2.78, trading at $108 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10 and 8:10 and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Or stop by Park Marina Drive. You know, here's Susan Eastman. He just lost a couple teeth in a softball game and is on the job and sounds great. I mean, obviously she loves her job and she's there. And not, you know, you want a scrapper. You want a scrapper to help you with what you're doing in life. Anyway.
Well, we talked about this briefly in the first hour, but I kind of wanted to start our second hour this morning. I know we're going to be covering a lot of things and we've talked about Syria and, you know, a lot of things that you know that we can bring up again. But this one is a really important one that I think really is a beautiful story to keep us moving with what it is to keep your affection and your love alive. Relatives of an Ohio couple who died at a nursing home 11 hours apart on the same day said their love story's ending reflects the devotion over 65 years of marriage. Harold and Ruth Knopke died in their shared room on August 11th, days before their 66th anniversary. He was 91, she was 89. The couple's daughters, now this is going to choke me up, said they believe their father willed himself to stay by his wife's side despite failing health until they could take the next step in their journey together. He went first. His children saw it as his final act of love, and she followed.
That's awesome. You really like that story.
I think you can will things. I think you can. Marriage isn't easy. Certain things in life that are very rewarding aren't easy. Getting a degree isn't easy. Reading a book for 900 pages isn't easy. Learning math equations is not easy.
It isn't. I'm just
doing
just
a show with you every morning when I try to keep you focused isn't easy, but yeah, you know, I mean,
started at 95.
Those things that are really worth fighting for and your country and love and honor and those things you have to work at. And that's just a beautiful story that reminds me. It conjures up what it is. 66 years to be married to somebody and die within 11 hours. It's just one of those stories that you want to talk about at the Thanksgiving table.
You do.
There.
No, it's, you know what? It's watching okay. You are so passionate about it.
I had my moment. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. August the 27th, 8:13 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down at Orchard Nutrition have an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. The North State's nutrition experts. located at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center back there. Give them a call at 244-9141, but I promise you there are people there who will work with you, are professional and friendly and happy to help you.
That's become like a phrase, you know, from the Duck Dynasty guy, you know. Happy. Hey, sunny today with temperatures around 91, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Speaking of Duck Dynasty, Willie was on yesterday, Laura Ingram, with two segments, and it's like, you know, with all the stuff that's been going on that's just smutty and gross and tacky, it's nice to see family values. And why has this become such a phenomenon? They pray, they stay, the family gets together, they, yes, they squabble and do all those other things, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they're all buddies, and they're very loyal, and it's a wonderful, you know, hey, what can I say? I'm a Duck Dynasty fan. Today we really are excited to bring back, our friends from Haven Humane. We're going to be talking about, the Bark and Wine and Brew and some of the things that are going on, reminders. And I understand that last week we had cats were free and also pit bulls. Let's talk with our guests today. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Fine. All right. So let's talk about
Mark Story, the CEO, I think, you know, of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is heads up all the enforcement side of it. So, you know, we got
Smith?
In here without even saying hello to y'all.
Captain Smith and Mr. Story.
Yes.
Well,
you can just call me Mark.
Okay, Mark.
And
so let's
we
talk
still
about
call you Captain,
how many
though.
Cats did you guys get to give away?
I don't know what the total number was. I know in the middle of the week last week, we're up to 13. So I'm thinking we're probably pretty close to 20, if not.
Yeah, I think we are at 20.
All right. So now so we have one more week till the end of this.
The cat special is done.
Okay.
But we still have the adorable pit bull adoption, so $20 for any pit bull and pit bull mixes. And we have all ages. We still have a bunch of puppies. And that's $20, and that includes spay, neuter, microchip, vaccines.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's some really great ones.
Wow. So you find a dog, and you find a puppy, or, you know, 1-year-old, 2 years old. And, I mean, you know, if you go adopt a dog, that's really reasonable to start, you know, growing your family. And it's so always nice to foster or to love or adopt a pet. It really is.
You know, it's really kind of interesting, Linda, that you say that, because yesterday we have Tonto and Kemosabe, that are two pit bull puppies that were raised at Haven. They came in as 6-week-old puppies, and now they're about 3 months old, 3 or 4 months old. So they're getting to be that awkward-ish stage that they get to, where people are kind of looking for that cute little puppy. They're still very cute. And a lady came in yesterday after they'd been here for, you know, 3 months, and said, I want those dogs.
Oh.
Tonto and Kemosabe. And, you know, just finding, you know, finding people to take them, and all of us, the staff, and everybody gets overjoyed
every
time.
Everybody was happy there. Huh?
They were so happy, because we've had them since they were babies, and they were just good to see them.
You know, I bet if you put a copy of that movie, The Notebook, with each one of those pit bulls, that would really work, because see, it's a feel good movie, it's a chick flick, but it goes with the pit bull. I Mark, what do you think about that? I mean, the movie was, I mean, obviously people got in touch with their feelings, and be a way to do that with the pit bulls.
Good setup. I think you're reaching. I think you're reaching.
That's an inside joke. Let's just move on.
We do have some really good ones. We actually have Bradley too, who's a big head pit bull. He's black, and he was actually a camp dog. And we had, let's see, who it was, a little kid that had Bradley.
Yes.
Camp Love
Pet. Camp Love.
Yeah.
Okay,
and Bradley is one of the dogs that graduated 2 weeks ago now, I guess.
Yes.
From Camp Love a Pet. We're still looking for a forever home for him, and he is just a great boy. He was out playing with another dog over the weekend, another camp dog that we're hoping to find a home for. So Samson, who also is a pit mix, and available for $20.
And we still have Ed Sullivan, which you have not seen, but his name is Ed Sullivan. Everybody laughs when they hear that. Unless you're young, then you don't know who we're talking about.
And you go, what's up with that?
Really great show.
The little girl that had him knew all about him, because she went online and got all the information on Ed Sullivan, made up some posters and some papers, and actually put a decoration on his kennel of a television set, and put it on there, and has Ed Sullivan on him.
What kind of dog is
that? He's a bull terrier. mix. Oh.
He looks like a Target that came on.
He's
was
like Target dog, you know, and he is an awesome,
we'll never
awesome
forget Target.
Dog.
Yeah, she actually was renamed Phoebe, and she actually became a camp pet as well.
Who's that?
Target, yep. She was renamed Phoebe, yes. And she was a camp pet, and she was adopted yes. and went home right after graduation to a fantastic
well,
family.
You know
she
what?
Was awesome.
So happy.
She was a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And even though that she was, I mean, talk about energy. And Spencer and she were, it was like, you know what? This is one of the times you want the video was running. Right
okay,
here.
Could you just share with us, how did you find Spencer?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I tell you what. We need to take a quick break. So let's think about this one because I'd like to hear how we found Spencer
yeah,
too.
Sure.
Spencer, and no, and Spencer is not up for adoption.
No, no, no.
Well,
has he had a shot?
No.
Has he had a shot?
We need
Spencer.
Him too much.
Spencer.
We like Spencer. Spencer's the one that brings in the animals.
He's
that,
a personality, man. He's great.
He is. Okay. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is the chief of operations out there. We're going to be talking with them about more that's going on. We've got a lot of things going on with Haven Humane here in the next month or two. So we'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Good morning, 8:24 in the morning, August the 27th, an auspicious day. My daughter was born this day, 39 years ago. I was four. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know what? We're heading out in the lake again. I'm telling you what, a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor, houseboats, ski boats, patio boats. They've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget.
Still the season.
Yep. Go on out and have some great fun without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. In fact, they've got some, I think they've got some really great prices here. It's toward the end
right,
of the season.
Right.
Maybe
they
even
still
the
have
end
a few boats
season.
Left for That's the right. holiday weekend.
That's what they said. A few. But I tell you what, the last time they said few when our people called, oh, well, you know, they've sold them out. 238-2383. Or head out to, or go on, the internet at lakeshasta.com.
Well, our guest is Captain Smith and Mark Story from Haven Humane. Welcome back to the show.
Thank
we
you.
Were talking
thank
about the you had the kitten giveaway, and then the pit bulls are still $20 to adopt. Let's talk about some other programs that you've got going on right now. You're also going to be bringing in an author that will be on our show, Dr. Susan Schneider. We'll be having, you know, what? Tell us a little bit about Dr. Schneider.
Okay. Dr. Schneider contacted our trainer because she's actually a guest speaker at one of the Clicker Expos this year and asked if we'd be interested in having her come speak. And we said, yeah, absolutely. So she wrote a book called Science of Consequences. And part of it is a topic about what we share with animals and why it matters. So she's got 25 years of research and teaching experience in science of consequences and nature versus nurture relationships. So she's come and she's going to speak here on September 7th at Haven. And it's at 1 p.m., and it's free, so just show up and listen to a great speaker.
And she'll be on for a few minutes with us or on the 6th, so we can talk to her and kind of talk, you know, talk about the book and that. And she sent it, in fact, she sent me a copy of the book, which is great. This is one of the greatest things is when you see an author or that you like, you know, that seems like they've written a really interesting book, you just go to their publicist. They'll send you the book and a whole list of questions. So you don't look like a complete idiot when you're talking to them, which is good because, you know, when they're talking about, you know, space travel and continuums and physics and all this, it's just kind of like, oh, okay. But we're really looking forward to that. And I think this is going to be a great event for y'all.
Okay. And
lady.
It's also free.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're looking to figure out, you know, what is the, you know, what goes on in my dog's mind, you know, and your, or any kind of animals, again, she is the author, Dr. Susan Schneider, Science of Consequences, What We Share with Animals and Why. And I know some people are talking about the clicker. So she's like, what about the clicker?
She's going to be a guest speaker at the Clicker Expo, is what I've been told. And so the Clicker Expo is all about the clicker training, and there's some correlation between the Science of Consequences that she's talking about and what they're saying that they relate to with the clicker training.
Yeah, Linda uses that at home. Not an elk killer, but on me.
Does it work?
It works because, you know, she's got, you know.
Does she click and treat?
She goes, yeah, click and treat.
No, I'm going to put this in my calendar because I want to go to this.
She treats.
I really want to go to this. You know, this is something that's very, very interesting. Better. And again, I love how you're always interactive with trying to educate.
Yes.
We all never can stop learning, and even about our animals.
Absolutely.
And outreaching to the community for all those abandoned animals and how we can figure out how to deal with, you know, this kind of situation. You also have a golf tournament fundraiser coming up. I know we played one on Sunday. It was a lot of fun. Tell us about that, your golf tournament.
We do. It's September 28th, and it's sponsored by the Hen House. It's going to be $60 per player, which includes a tri-tip dinner at the Hen House, three complimentary beers or well drinks, and it's going to be at Tucker Oaks.
Now, where exactly is Tucker Oaks?
Tucker Oaks is off of Turner Creek, Bottoms, if you were to go out Airport.
Okay,
Road.
By Kent's Meat.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Kent's Meat. Okay.
Okay, great.
Down there, and it goes down the hill by the garden.
Hey, we may do
that.
That
is a super deal because not only do you get a $60 fee, I mean, not only do you get a tri-tip dinner, you get three complimentary beers.
There you go.
Or well drinks. Not that we would have any out there.
Swing better.
You know what? I call it aiming lotion.
I'm taking golf lessons. I can't stand another humiliation.
It helps that fluidity of the swing.
I hacked so bad the other day. It was embarrassing. And you know,
we have eight
people looking at you and you just can't even hit the ball. I mean, you try twice. That's just, it was enough to just make me say I have to take lessons. And I want to keep taking, I want to keep playing in these games because I just love them. Is this like a scramble game?
It's a scramble, so you're fine.
Come on.
It doesn't matter.
You're outside. Well, a lot of people say that, but still.
I keep telling her that. And,
yeah. It's like going out and Linda, trying to dance with a great chorus and not ever knowing how to do that. You just, at a certain point, you stop.
Which foot?
What's my left?
Okay, but we started out, you got really pretty, you got really cute clothes. And really cute shoes.
And now I got
a really
clubs.
Cute hat. And then you got really nice clubs.
Okay,
now, if you just take a lesson.
Yeah. September
28th,
10 a.m.
Yep.
10 a.m.
You can register at the Hen House, which is at 2621 Hartnell Avenue. You can call them at 221-1907. Yeah, but, or you can call Haven or register at Haven as well.
Yeah, a bunch of those Harley riders are over there at the Hen House signing up right now.
Yeah. And Linda, 90% of golf is how you look, really.
Oh, no. It's being relaxed and enjoying it, not being so hard on yourself.
Yeah, it scrambles easy.
All right. Well, there's a couple more things. There's one more item before we go into break. And
Well, one of the things I want to talk about is the Second Tuesday Club. It's going to be on September 10th, which is quickly approaching us.
Yes. And that's going to be at Market Street Steakhouse.
You know, people need – all of these are done for one reason. It's to bring funding in, to take care of the animals that – are abandoned, are turned in to Haven Humane. And Haven Humane would love to find a family for every pet. I know you guys.
Absolutely.
That's what, your goal, frankly, is to put yourself out of business.
Yes.
Correct.
But all these fundraisers are a way we in our community can help and to raise some money to continue the great work you're doing there. So I would urge people that if you get a chance to do this, just go out for dinner on the second Tuesday at Market Street Steakhouse here. And portions of those proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Or if you like to play golf, $60, you get dinner, a round of golf, and a cart too, I imagine, out there. And drinks. So I think that would be a great time. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith is here. And we're going to be talking a bit more when we get back. There's a lot more things that are happening with Haven Humane in the near future.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Will the U.S. or any of our allies attack Syria over chemical weapons?
UK and France say they don't need a UN mandate for action. The British Prime Minister has recalled lawmakers from their summer break for a vote on a military response.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. The U.S. military says it's ready to take action if so ordered by the president. The threat to San Francisco's water supply has eased as crews now say the rim fire near Yosemite Park is 20% contained. But fires are unpredictable and officials say they're ready for anything.
They can create their own microclimate, much as happened in Arizona where the fire changed direction and came back the other way.
Public Information Officer Steve Stein. Do you check in or check out while on vacation?
A Fox News poll finds 46% of workers completely check out during time off and just dig through the pile of emails when they return to the office.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:34 in the morning on August the 27th, a Tuesday, and 65 degrees out there, going up to 91. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. Great people there at Cypress Square Barbershop. All of us get our hair cut there. Well, okay, Linda doesn't, but she gets her hair cut next to her. Mm-hmm. And another place there.
Our guests this morning are Captain Smith and Mark Story from Haven Humane. We love this segment of always this monthly report. Will you come in and talk to us about what's happening with Haven Humane? Just a vital part of our community, because many of us who are pet owners really wish that people were more conscientious about their pets. And there's sometimes people have to surrender pets. Pets are abandoned. Pets are lost. And it's nice to know that there is a facility that will bring in stray dogs and cats, or ones that have to be returned or given up, and have a shelter, and then the outreach programs that you do. Now, let's talk about the microchip reminder.
Well, it's absolutely important that you put a microchip, and we wish more people would do that, because it's very important. In fact, just a really quick story from Humboldt, from Trinity County, Arcata, yesterday. A lady was looking for her Great Pyrenees and her Border Collie, who had run away in a lightning storm. And what happened was, some people traveling to Reading, the dogs ran in front of them. She hit one of them, didn't harm it, thought she did, picked both the dogs up, brought them to Reading. And all the way back to Reading, and one of them had a microchip. We were able to call the people and tell the people that this is what happened. And she was able to come all the way from Arcata by 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon and pick up her dogs. So the benefit of them far outweighs not having them. In fact, we are just heartbroken when we don't see one in the stray dog or cat. The tags are important too. They should keep their tags on, because that tells an animal control officer from a distance that that animal's had a rabies vaccination, because the tags are important. But the microchip stays with the dog or the cat all the time, and it's not going to run away. So we can check them everywhere we go. So once you have that microchip inserted, if you move, if you give the dog away, whatever you do, please make sure the information is changed on the microchip. You contact the company and let them know what it is that you need for information-wise, because it doesn't help us if we have a nice microchip, but it doesn't go to anyone. So, you know, it's not just having it. It's being responsible for it to keep it updated.
Well, we have elk killers microchipped, and Linda would like me to be microchipped. we microchip Bad Bob.
You need a rabies
because
shot.
Sometimes he goes, now and then I get my shots too. But it's a good idea because, you know, people, we see dogs and you see, you know, and you must, you get them all the time. You know they're somebody's pet.
Yes.
You know, because they're well taken care of. They're scared. They're, you know, I mean, they're obviously just, you know, want attention. But there's no way of finding their owners.
Yes,
so
that's true.
Microchipping is, now. Do y'all microchip?
Yes, we do.
And how much does it cost to microchip an animal?
It's $18 for the microchip. It's such a deal. You can't beat
it. That's
it. $18. You come into the shelter. You don't have to have an appointment, and we will put that chip in for you, give you all the information, and get it sent out to the proper people.
Now, and that's a one-time deal, $18?
Yeah.
What a great deal. And, you know, I urge people, if you have a pet that, and you think, oh, that pet will never get out. Well, wrong. Elk killer was trotting down the street the other day, and we don't even know how she got out. Somebody had left a gate open that was working around the house, and you hadn't seen elk killer for a while, and Linda went out, and there's elk killer all
down
the way to the end
street.
Of
I
the
was
street.
Hysterical. And then she looks at me when I'm screaming at her like, what?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm out here looking
for... You think I'm going to come to you when you're screaming at me like that?
No. She was patrolling for zombies.
Hey, quickly before we go to our next break...
You know, you haven't gotten over that zombie.
No, I love the zombie correlation.
That's okay. Well, keep the zombies going here. And, we'll just leave the notebook away.
Okay.
You know, we got a couple minutes here. Spencer, who comes in here.
Yeah.
Every Friday, takes the dogs around, or the cats, or in some cases, gerbils and rabbits.
Goes on TV and all the stations.
Comes on all the stations. What a personality he is.
Yes, he is. He is a personality.
Yeah, and he obviously loves these animals.
Oh, and you can see it in his touch.
He
with
is
them.
So proud when he gets them. You know, he's got like 100% or 1,000% batting average now.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he does really well.
He does.
And he spends a lot of time with them too, in between and before each of the shows. He'll take them and he'll walk on the bridge or, you know, take them out and just stretch them and walk them and just get to know them a little bit better before he does any of the shows.
I'd love to be able to have you, next time you come, find out, for those people who have adopted the pets that are the pet of the week, love to hear a follow-up story about, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks or a month after or 3 months later, a letter or an email from somebody who just was really on the fence and didn't, you know, weren't sure they were really dog ready or cat ready and just took the plunge and what it's meant to them. So I'm sure there's some stories there in emails or letters.
Especially Lucky, the three-legged dog.
Yeah, I'd like to know about that. I mean, talk about that wherever I go. It's just a heartwarming story. And we'll have more of those when we get back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Henry Giacomini of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumb's Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Nice.
Rockin' over time.
Perfect.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We are not twerking. Community talk radio for the North State. Carl Lindabot. 8:44 in the morning. It is 66 degrees out there. It's going to get up to about 91 today. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I want to talk about John Bastiani and his store down there at 2539 Larkspur. Was just in there, and
they have a lot of firearms in stock
right
now.
They've got a lot. They have ARs, I guess you could call ARs. They have pistols. They have ammunition. They've got a great selection of weapons. This is the time to go on down because, trust me, in January they're passing the bills right now that come January 1st, it's going to be difficult to buy many of the weapons that you own right now, many of the firearms, the guns you own right now, you're going to have a tough time buying after January 1st. Head on down to Bastiani Arms. Go down and see the great group down there at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, or give them a call at 222-8222 and find out what's on the rack and go down and talk to them. Our guest today, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is the
Chief of Operations
and sticks her arm into pit bull's mouth.
Yes, I do.
Grabs her tonsils and says, stop it.
Let's get that number one more time because I think everybody needs to have, there was a number that we've posted before and we've talked about it. When you see a dog in a car, we're still in the hot season, so when you look at 91, really, inside the car, you say it gets up to 100 and some easily.
Up to 120 easily.
Easily. Mm. So we're thinking, well, it's a little cooler outside, but it's not with closed, enclosed cars. I saw a couple yesterday. They had the window down, but they were pulling off with their big, furry German Shepherd. And I don't know, they just pulled over to the side of the road, but my mind of course went to, okay, do you realize? Anyway, there's a phone number that we should all have in our cell phones in case of emergency, and you're saying it's a priority call with Haven Humane, that you guys will come out, and that you do patrol certain, like Target shopping center, yes. Costco.
Window. Look,
exactly, looking to see who's been not mindful.
Right.
And what is that phone number?
241-2550 and call that anytime. It is a top priority call for us, and we will send our officer to this as quickly as we can. Wherever he is in the city, he has to go there right away unless he's on another emergency, but it's a priority call for us.
Well, that's good. Because people will ask us this, you know, we calls and things like this, we just give them out the number and we run a continuous PSA. About if you see this, here's a number to call and to avoid this. And you know what? The funny thing is, they're not funny. It's sad because not only do they leave, people leave animals in their cars, they leave their kids in the cars.
Yes, they do.
And you have a tragedy. You read about them on too regular a
poor
basis.
Or elderly people. You can leave older people in the car just saying, hey,
I thought
wait
you
in the
just
car,
wanted
mom,
me to
Dad.
Sit there. You didn't want me in there.
You know what? This is true. Again, that phone number for enclosed heat cars. Let's just be mindful about the number one more time.
241-2550.
Okay.
All right.
go ahead. You go first. I want to talk about something that's really important with Haven Humane as well.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody about the Second Tuesday Club on September the 10th, but also the golf tournament fundraiser, which is on September 28th. We need to start people signing up there. It's a $60 fee, but that includes dinner and or a tri-tip dinner and drinks out, I guess, out at the dinner, not on the course, maybe. Or, oh no, it says our well drinks and three complimentary beers or well drinks at Tucker Oaks. So yep. That means there's going to be like a beer station out
it's
there.
It's a scramble.
It'll be a scramble. It'll be fine. So I want to remind everybody, there's a lot of things that are happening out there. Okay, Linda.
Okay. Well, you know what? We have Haven Humane on, once a month. And what we want to try to, remind, everyone today as you're driving and you're listening to the show is that, you know, we talk about our streets, our government, city hall, bills, all the thing, you know, the police chief, the sheriff. We have all these people on that to talk about what's going on in our city. Well, an animal shelter is very much part of the city. It's part of the community. It is so vitally important to be able to manage animals that are not cared for. It's part of the population, the animal control population. And that's why we think it's really important. That's kind of our mission statement with you, is that the people have to be reminded on a regular basis, where do you go? Where do you get the information? You know, there's other outreach programs, but the Haven Humane is the largest facility in our county here, Shasta County. And, you guys really need dollars to be able to operate. Yeah. And so that's what the scramble is, and that's what the Tuesday Club is, and that's what, you know, a lot of these, you know, the Bark and Wine that we'll be talking about next month that we are going to help, I guess, auctioneer and MC. These are how we raise funds on a fund level in order for those funds to go towards the programs, the vet, you know, what do you call it when they get
spayed.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I drew a blank there, but you know, when they can't procreate.
I like the way you did it. It was where you
pointed to my stomach and did a slice.
Slicey thing. Do that slicey thing. That's good. And it is. And that's why, you know.
Neuter.
We need to have. That's why we need to have, you know, but people need to go out there. And you are getting support though.
We are getting support. And there's some people that can't give us financial support, and we understand that. And that's why we have other programs like our volunteer program where people can come out and they can help out, because it is absolutely incredible to see how much different just taking a dog for a walk is in their mental stability and helping them become more adoptable, more trustworthy to humans, and a better pet in the long run for a family. And I've always said this, and I believe this because I see it all the time with the volunteers, but it's more therapeutic for the volunteers than it is for the animal. Once they get over that kind of hump, because there's about a month into it where they kind of like, okay, I really like this, but I don't know. Once they get past that, we usually keep them for a long term because they realize that they're making a connection and they see the adoptions and they see these animals that they spent some time with, and they realize it's not a sad thing. It's a really, really happy thing to see this dog that they spent hours with, or a cat. They come in and they play with the cats and stuff. So our volunteers are a key part of our team, and they really are a huge part of our team. And our next volunteer orientation is Saturday, September 14th at 9 a.m., and that's where you can learn about more opportunities. And our volunteer coordinator, Wendell, is going to talk to them about all the volunteer opportunities.
Okay. We've got to take a break. We're talking about a lot of these now because next time you come on, well, a lot of these things will have occurred, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to be talking about them beforehand to make sure we can get as many people out there as we can. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, we are with Haven Humane. We'll be right back.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, good morning. It's 8:55, our last segment here. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Water they get from their own privately springs at the base of Mount Shasta.
Mm.
Really great. We use that here in the station and at home. For more information, give them a call at 800-922-6227 or visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com.
You may laugh, but I'm going to tell you a story. I was over at Pam and Pat Karch's one night, going over some music, and Pam had poured me some water, and I kept going, oh, I don't know. Have you ever had moments like that where you just go, oh, this water is so good? She goes, well, I just got it from the base of, you know, Mount Shasta. I was at the park up there, and I got three containers of water. Hi, Pauline. And hello. It couldn't get better than being the real thing.
Tomorrow on our show
the real thing, but
Sam Paredes, president of Gun Owners of California, will be our guest tomorrow. And I tell you what, you want to be in here for the show. At 7:30, we're going to have veterans from the Veterans Club out at Shasta College will be here, too. Mr. Perez. But on at 8 o'clock, Sam Paredes of the Gun Owners of California is going to come on. And I'm telling you, my friends, the number of gun bills and ammunition bills that are facing us right now will put a restriction on your Second Amendment like you cannot believe. And in conjunction with this, we're trying to get together groups of people, to maybe say something about this. This is going far beyond anything except restriction of your right to own a weapon.
We want to thank our guests again, Captain Smith and Mark Story. Thank you
so much.
Thank
you. Thank you for having
us. Really appreciate it. One more time before we take our last caller,
Bark and Wine is coming up fast.
Bark and Wine and Brew.
Brew.
October 5th, we will be there. Please join us from 6 to 10. It's a blast. You can get a VIP package. That means two tickets and, your entry into Lake Tahoe vacation, VIP seating at the event, and a gift from Haven. Now, this is a great way to support if you're thinking, okay, what's my monthly donation or what's my quarterly donation? This is a great way to support, our very own Haven Humane.
We will be there. Linda and I will be emceeing, but we're also going to, it's going to be some great auction items, silent auction.
Yes.
It's going to be great
and
there.
And $35 for a ticket.
And that's food and,
Yeah, we're going to have wine and brews and cheeses and hors d'oeuvres and slideshow and lots of cool items. Yeah, a lot of fun.
It's a great
live
time.
Band.
Yeah. Oh, all good. Right. We bought a fountain there, a big fountain that we love from that live auction.
Yeah, still there. Anyway.
Should we go to the phones?
Yeah. Art, we got like a minute. What's up, Art?
Yeah, I want to swerve off subject very briefly. What's coming down from the extreme Democrats that run the state and this gun baloney and ammunition stuff they're trying to pass? The only way you beat these people is you get the NRA and you get the California Rifle and Pistol Association to join together, put their money together, and take these leftists to court. That's the only way you stop them. You're not going to outvote them. You have to take the law to them and see if they actually have a legal position to pass this junk. Because if you don't do it, they'll keep on doing it.
I think you're right, Art, and that's one of the things we'll talk to with Sam Paredes tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Art, for your phone call.
All right, man.
You bet. Thank you. Mark and Leanne here, I can't tell you how much we appreciate what you all do for our community. You can't pay you for the kind of stuff y'all do. It's got to be, you're in there because you care.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys supporting us.
Well, it just is. It's that way. And anything that we can do, of course, and we will do that because what you're doing is you're providing such a wonderful, needed service for our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to be, we'll be back tomorrow morning. We've got the Shasta County Veterans, Shasta College Veterans Club will be with us. We're getting ready to have an event. And, of course, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. As Lart says, there's some stuff coming. We got to figure out how to fight it, either at the polling booths or in the courts. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. military awaiting orders from the commander-in-chief on Syria. And while action isn't a sure thing, it is sounding more likely. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the military is ready to act just like that if the president decides on a military strike against Syria. Hagel tells the BBC that the capability is now in place for the options the president is likely to order. Four U.S. naval destroyers have moved within striking distance, and there are also a couple of U.S. submarines in the region. Hagel made it clear the U.S. would not be acting alone.
If that would occur, that would occur also in coordination with our international partners.
But Hagel says the U.S. would not feel bound to get United Nations approval, a move likely to be vetoed by Russia and China. Instead, an emergency meeting of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is set for tomorrow. Lisa?
Mike, the Syrian government still denies launching a chemical attack, but the Arab League is now faulting the regime, and France has just announced it's making a move. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen.